Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're listening to Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. There have been a multitude of opinion polls released around President Trump's first several months in office. In some of the analysis of that polling, there has been a suggestion that large numbers of Trump supporters are turning away. But there's another poll that has some intriguing numbers from Emerson College Polling. And with me now is Matt Taglia, Senior Director for Emerson College Polling. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
First off, give us the context. When was the survey conducted?
Yeah, so this survey was conducted from roughly the 26th until the 28th.
One of the questions that was asked was voters who participated in the 24 election, how they would vote if they could go back in time to that election knowing what they know now. What did you find?
Yeah, so we ask in each of our national polls and most of our state polls who folks voted in the most recent voted for in the most recent presidential election. And in this case, we decided to ask, if you had the choice, knowing what you know now, would you still support that candidate? And so we found that 93% of Harris voters and 94% of Trump voters said they would support the same candidate if they had the opportunity again.
So when we look at that 6% of Trump voters that said they would not, is that a significant number in the grand scheme of things?
No, that's really not a significant number. I know that that runs contra to some of the other polling out there, but we just aren't finding that. If anything, we're finding that both of these candidates would receive a little bit of defection towards third-party candidates or maybe some hypothetical candidate in that someone else category, and then a few who say that they wouldn't vote at all. But no, we're really not seeing that so-called buyer's remorse.
From either side, it looks like. What does that tell you overall?
Well, overall, it's a little bit hard to gel with some of the other results. I think it does support the overall approval rating for Trump, which we find is 45% approve, 45% disapprove. But we also see pretty overwhelming disapproval of things like the economy, tariffs, the war in Russia and Ukraine. There are a few highlights there for Trump in the poll. Certainly not the worst news for him, but it's also not the best. I think there are some voters out there, though, who are very much wedded to Trump. They're not necessarily seeing the results that they were hoping for just 100 days into his administration, but they seem to be holding out hope.
How does this polling compare to past presidents at this point in their term?
Yeah, and I don't know that it's fair to compare to past presidents generally. I think Trump is very much a special case. If we compare it to Trump's polling at the same point in his first term, he's pretty close to where he was then. I don't think that this is a large departure from the mean, so to speak. But I would caution against comparing him necessarily to presidents of the past.
Why is that?
Well, I think that he's just a very unique president. I think we can all agree on that. He's a unique character. And in the first 100 days of this administration especially, there have been a lot of actions, a lot of executive actions, a lot of changes within the arms of the administration throughout the sort of bureaucratic state. So it's really tough to compare this presidency right now to presidencies past. I do think there is some comparison to be made to his first term in office. And again, I think we're seeing fairly similar results. But with some of these policies in particular, tariffs, the economy, we are seeing higher disapproval, less confidence in the president's actions there than I think we saw in his first term.
What can you say about the potential degree or extreme of political polarization in this country based on the polling you've done?
Oh, and I think that the polarization has really reverted to where it was just before the election. You know, we see the split 45 approve, 45% disapprove. That is down pretty significantly from the start of the Trump administration. It's down a little bit since March when we took our 50-day poll. And, you know, that speaks to a country that is very much split in two. That's what we saw roughly in the lead up to the election and the election results. So, yeah, I think we really have reverted to very much where we were in November of 2024.
That is Matt Taglia, Senior Director for Emerson College Polling. Thank you for your time on this.
Thanks so much for having me.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.